Well, and if you have any questions about today's service, as you see there on the screen, you can text 9353 in your text 9353 in your message to 27138. That's a lot of numbers. But those texts that we've been receiving are how we've been doing our Just Ask series this month. So those all came from you. And I'm going to go ahead and answer one of the questions you probably have. Why are we having a prayer meeting? Well, here's two answers. First, see a move of God in this generation, your generation, and the gospel for your friends. So this is the quintessential pieces of why we do what we do. Everything we do comes back to this. Wednesday nights, Sunday mornings, summer camp, retreats, Friday night Desperation Online. It's all because we want to encourage and promote you to have the relationship with Christ that you need so you can foster a move of God in this generation and share the gospel with your friends. So how do we do that here? In our prayer meetings, we have a few different ways that we go about this, things we follow. It's worked for us. We've done it for several years now. First is the ACTS formula: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Adoration being, God, you're awesome, you're wonderful, you're amazing. Confession, confessing our sins. Thanksgiving, God, thank you for that I'm alive, that you have a purpose for my life. And supplication, coming to him with our needs. So the first 4 weeks of our prayer meetings, we went through that formula just as a basis. If you had never prayed or you were new to praying, we kind of outlined it for you that way so you know this is our focus for this week. We also have prayer boards around the rooms. Each one has a different topic. And you can go around, you can see prayers that have been written on there throughout the years and prayers that have been marked out once they've been answered. So that's really cool to see how God's worked in the last few years that we've had those. We pray the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's word to us. It's his message to us. It's how he wants us to live our lives. It's all in that book. And there's an answer for everything that he has for us in there. So the best way for us to pray godly prayers is to pray what he said back to him. And we pray baseball style. That way, one person's up here praying, then another person comes up here and prays, and we just keep the line moving. That way, everyone has a chance to pray. So we're going to go back to that slide before on why we do prayer meetings. So we've given you the formula the first 4 weeks. Last week, we focused on your lost friends. And this week, we're going to kind of do the same thing. We're going to add a different emphasis to it as well. But it's all a part of that move of God in this generation and the gospel for your friends. So if you want to turn to Matthew 28, 16 through 20, it's on page 712. And we read this last week, but it's a good verse, good review. So all right. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Let's flip over to Mark 16:15. It's a parallel verse. And that is on page 729 in your Bible. In case you don't know where that is, just look at the top page number. All right, Mark 16:15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world, proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." So we see here, Jesus is telling his disciples, some of the very last words that he had on earth is, "Go tell others what you've seen, what you've heard. Tell them about me. Share what I've done in your life. Share the gospel." These were the last words he gave to the disciples. So these were his commands that we are even to follow to this day. It's referred to as the Great Commission. If you want to flip over to 1 Peter 3:15, page 8:73. All right. "But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. So here we see that Peter's saying, always be ready to share your faith. Always be ready to share with others what God has done in your life. It's not something that we can pick and choose when we want to do it. Like, this week I want to do it, next week I don't. Or you can just say, I'm not the type of person who can share my faith. No, if you are a Christian, you are to always be ready to be able to share your faith and to share what God's done in your life. It's just part of this Christian relationship, is that we tell others about it. And so this really is bringing home what we want to see done in these prayer meetings, the move of God in this generation, and seeing Christ move in your friends' lives, seeing them brought to Christ. So when you are able to pray and do what God asks you to do in the Great Commission and always being ready with your testimony, then you have that ready when that time comes and God presents an opportunity to your friends that this is the time to witness to them, because he'll bring them across your path. So for this morning, we're going to do a little different than what we have been. We're going to have some opening worship, and we're going to go immediately to praying for each other in groups. This is something that's really important to us. It's on our heart that you all learn how to pray together. It'll build your spiritual relationships, and it just grows you spiritually to be able to say, this person has a need, I'm going to pray for it, and I'm going to agree with them on that. Then the next subject we're going to is praying for your campuses. So we're going to have all of the senior high get together and all of the junior high get together, and we're going to basically just pray for wherever you go to school. So whether that's Glendale, Kickapoo, New Covenant, Parkview, Central, wherever you go to school, lift up your school so that God can bring a move of generation in that school. There are thousands of kids in this community that are your age in high school from 6th grade to 12th grade that have no interaction with the church, have no interaction with Jesus, and may have never even walked through the doors of a church. Statistics tell us that on average, 8 out of 10 teenagers, once they turn 18, don't come back to church. And so we wanted to see that change. We want to see those statistics change. We want to see your friends have true, life-changing relationships with Christ, so that when they do graduate from high school, it's not that the church never sees them again, but there's something solid in their hearts that draws them back to the church, that draws them to continue that relationship with Christ, and it's something personal in their lives. Then after we do praying for campus, we're going to do praying for lost friends. And this is where you pick a verse, come up here, read the verse, pray for your friend. Now, we're not nailing anybody out in here today, so I'm not going to be like, Trevor Batten has been screwing around a lot. I saw him getting drunk the other night. It's bad. God forgive Trevor Batten. He's just a bad dude. No, but you can be more general with it. So if you've got a friend named Joseph that you go to school with, and you know God needs to do a move in his life, just be like, God, I pray for Joseph. Bring an encounter into his life. Let him see who you are and experience a real relationship with you. So that's how we do that. And then we'll have some communion together, which has been really good. It allows us to do what the Lord commanded us to do. He said to do this every time that you're together. So we've been doing that on Sunday mornings. And then we'll have some worship to close it out. So this first section, as the band starts to come, and we'll have some opening worship, is going to be the praying for each other. So begin to think in your hearts as we go through this worship on focusing to praying on your friends. You know, it's not going to be something that's going to be quick, be done in 2 minutes, but really start to pray in your hearts towards the people that are around you in the row with you. And we're going to spend some good solid time there. So if you want to go ahead and stand to your feet, the band's getting ready, and I'll open us up with prayer. So Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for the move that you've done in each of our hearts to bring us into this room today. Lord, we thank you for the salvation that you offer. And Lord, there's nothing we could ever do to pay you back for that. But Lord, today we want to focus on those that haven't had that relationship with you. Those that haven't had their eyes open to the love that you have for them. So God, right now we pray that you would stir up people in our hearts, those that we know that we come in contact with every day that don't know you, that have never heard about you, that don't have this life-saving grace that you offer. So God, give us courage to do what you've called us to do, and let us have a passion for those that don't know you. Let's worship.